Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah.
All right, as we do every Tuesday at 11:40, a little Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie. Hoff, what do you have for us today?
Hoffy.
All right, let's lead it off here where we ended last time. For the final time, BT, Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. The Mets will make the playoffs.
2026?
Well, no.
Oh, God.
What?
Yes, you can. Yes, 2026.
Bold face bozo. I would. Of course they're not going to make it, man. Come on.
All right, so bold face live for 2026. Will the Mets make the playoffs?
Is that actually a real question?
Yes, it is.
2026, bold face truth.
Yeah, we didn't get into this. We'll react to it maybe a little bit later. I was very satisfied from the owner to what Stern said. I have no doubt that they're going to do whatever they can. Now, they got to actually do it. Like, that's the hard part. I trust the guys in charge with Cohen and Stearns. I don't know if my fans are down on Stearns. I believe in what he's saying needs to be done. Took accountability, all that stuff. So they're going to go out there and do it. This is unlike other years where either they'd ignore the realities, they wouldn't acknowledge it. I mean, the owner flat out apologized to the fan base.
Yeah.
When does that happen? That is tremendous. So, and I think Stearns knows what he's doing and will learn. He better learn from his mistakes this year. So, yeah, I mean, that's a bold-faced truth. They better make the playoffs.
And by the way, I want to get to this a little bit more later because there's a few things that we want to get unpacked with the Stearns. I thought the self-awareness was great, though. And because he was so specific, you know, talking about defense, like, you know, they're going to be very different. So, yeah, they'll be in next year.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just a little bitter with that question so that didn't come off great. Anyway. Moving on.
The way we rehearsed it was a little bit better, I think, so than the delivery on the air.
You guys rehearsed these?
I went in there and asked him what he said, and then the way that we were going over that one was better off the air than on it. But okay.
So.
I'm much better off air than on it, I found it. BT and Sal, for you. Bold face lie, bold face truth. Darius Slayton will finish with the most reception yards for the New York Giants this season.
I'm going to say that's a bold-faced lie. I still have to believe Wandale Robinson probably would be my bet for that. I mean, it's a great question, and you might be right. I'm going to go with Wandale, even though I know he didn't have a huge game on Sunday, and I like Slayton a lot. I still feel like Robinson's the more trustworthy receiver of the two and more consistent, so I'll go with him.
I'm with you. I think it's going to be – so you said Slayton, so I would say bold-faced lie if I have that right. I believe
correct.
I do. Wandale's already doubled up his receptions, 18-9. He's got over 100 yards more. Now, again, it's
But a lot of that was with Russell Wilson, especially in the Dallas game.
That's where I was going. It's a new quarterback. It's a new rapport. Let's see if it's the same synergy, excuse me. But, yeah, I think it's going to be Robinson as well. Yep.
Interesting. I'm going to go Slayton.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I think that the long pass is going to be there between those two. They have a better connection. Plus, I think that Wandale, like you said, had a big game in Dallas. Last week, Dart and him didn't connect as much. If anything, there's one guy that I still want to see if they're going to unlock.
Theo?
I want to say Jalen Hyatt, but
come
actually.
Come on, dude.
Stop,
come
Jalen
on.
Hyatt. Come on,
this
man.
This is the guy to look out for. Bo Collins.
That's I got another one for you. How about this? This might be a good bet in terms of value. How about Scataboo? He's going to play a lot, and then throw him some dump passes.
Yeah. Those two together, Dart and Scataboo.
I like Scataboo.
It's been fun to watch. Go ahead, Al.
And final one, BT. Ballface lie, ballface truth. Max Fried will have a better pitching line than Garrett Crochet in game one.
Hits me with the tough one to end this up here. I think they're going to be very comparable. I think both teams will give their both pitchers will give their teams a real chance to win. I think it's fairly low scoring. I'm going to say bold-faced truth. I believe that, you know, Max Fried for the first 2 months with it was basically better in school, but was a Cy Young favorite. And then he just lost it. And then he really found it. And the blister's gone. And I know the crochet's a handful. I trust Fried tonight. I'm going to say bold-faced truth. He's going to be fantastic.
All right, well, I mean, what constitutes a better line? Because you could...
Less runs, less hits. And
I think Crochet could go deeper in the game. I think Judge, put it this way, I think Judge is touching up Crochet tonight.
There we go.
I don't trust anybody else.
Sing it.
I'm not going to get to the Goldschmidt or the Rosario. I'm not on that side of the fence. I do just get the feeling that while Crochet will be maybe overall dominant or nasty, I think Judge is touching him up. Now, will that be with a mistake with somebody on? Will 2 or 3-0 be enough? That's where I'm not sure. I'm less sure about what Max Fried is going to do than I am about Judge touching up Crochet. I believe Judge will hit Crochet at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not sold on Fried and the Yankee bullpen.
Not sold on Fried, huh?
Like, give me if... No, well, just not to the extent of...
Of Crochet numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And against the Red Sox. I think Crochet is the more dominant pitcher of the two. So give
That's
me...
That's fair, by the way. It's close.
I would say Crochet will go... 7 2/3
Ugh.
And maybe allow 3 runs.
Okay.
Whereas Fried, maybe 6 innings, 7. And I'm just not 100% sure.
And more outs for the bullpen, for the Yankee bullpen.
Correct.
Which worries you.
Yeah, I think Crochet will take the game deeper. I just don't know. But I think equal. If I had to pick a side, I'll side with Fried only because I do feel like Judge is going to touch up Crochet.
What about you?
Yeah, I think Fried will have the better line. I do. I think Crochet is due to get smoked by these guys, by the Yankees. And I feel confident that Stanton will touch him up. I feel very confident that in the playoffs, Giancarlo Stanton has been ready for a week. Did you watch him last week? He was crushing the ball.
He's got to be the other one.
Those two guys, Judge and Stanton, got to be the ones to do the damage here. Can you pull up BT Fried's game?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Log here,
yeah.
Because I got Crochet just to give a barometer.
Mm-hmm.
So
Fried's giving him some length lately. That's for sure.
Right. So since September 2nd, Crochet has gone 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now he had a brutal outing against Cleveland. He went 6 innings, allowed 7 runs. Then he went 7, 6, 6, 8. His last time out against Toronto, 8 scoreless against the Blue Jays.
How many starts did he make? Did he make all of them? Was he 32?
32.
Yeah. So did Fried. How many innings did he pitch?
Say that again?
How many innings did Crochet pitch the whole year?
205, I believe.
10 more than. So they had the same amount of starts, and it was plus 10 innings for Crochet.
So you have his just recent game log?
I've got everything. So I got the game log now, right? You want the game log?
Since September, yeah.
All right. So in September, I will start at the beginning and move to the end of the month. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. 7 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. 5 1/3, 9 hits, 2 runs. 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run.
How many times did Fried go?
And his ERA in September was 1.89.
Yeah, he's right at the rock.
Yeah, he's been pitching great for a while.
How many times did he go over 8 or 8 or more?
I think it was just once earlier in the year. Hold on. Okay. I know he's got a lot of 7s. 8? I don't know if he's gone 8. I know Rodon did. No, he hasn't gone 8 once.
Okay.
No.
Crochet did that his last time out, so maybe that's a part. I was asking that because, like, in my mind, I feel like Crochet goes deeper into games. Maybe that's it now.
But think about this, Al. Of the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, of Fried's last 6 starts, 5 times he's gone 7.
Right.
I mean, that's phenomenal.
Right. So I think Crochet, that plays to, it's amazing, without even watching Crochet every day, just the times that you do watch him. Like, I think it plays to my feel that I think Crochet will go deeper in the game, but I still think Fried can be more effective maybe in 6 or 7 innings before the Yanks, you know, pull the plug and go to the bullpen. It'd be curious to see, and that's going to be a tricky one for Booney, too. how he's going to handle that when to get Fried out of there against this Red Sox team.
Well, that's why you make the money. You got to earn it now. Yeah. You got to earn it. I mean, Gerrit Cole got knocked around by the Red Sox in the wild card back in the day. You come here with a reputation. You know, you got to deliver fast. Otherwise, there's a narrative that it gets harder and harder to change.
Would you rather Boone, I know it's about circumstance, who's up and all that stuff, but would you rather see him stick with Fried too long?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather see him get to the bullpen sooner?
I'd have to see.
And get beat by somebody else.
It's a really good question, and I hate to say I'd have to see the flow of the game, but that's baked into my answer. Like, if he doesn't have an inning that is just really laborious, like, then I would say Fried. If he has, say, the third inning is 26 pitches, but he's still really good, you start to get to that seventh inning, and he's at 104, right, 108 versus a Weaver or a Williams, I'd probably go to the bullpen at that point.
Yeah.
I probably would.
See, I'd probably rather go down with my guy. Again, I'm just saying, like, let's say all things are equal. Yankees have a 1 or 2 run lead. Red Sox threaten in the seventh against Fried. Mm-hmm. Are you going to trust him to get the big out, or are you going to go right to the bullpen in the seventh to get the big out? That's where Booney's going to get.
It is.
I mean, that's one good thing, and I did check the postseason roster before just to double check. Nestor Cortez is not on it, so we should have no issues with Boone going to
no
Cortez.
No temptations from Booney? Yeah.
He's going to get mad at me for that one.
I crushed him on that. That was awful. I love Boone, but that was horrendous.
If he goes to Blackbird today, we got a problem. Joe is on Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? About the lineup. So I was looking at ESPN facts. So we got Wells has a home run against Crochet. Cody Bellinger, a home run, batting 350. Aaron Judge got 2 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Stanton has 1.
I thought Judge had 3. I thought Judge had 3. Either way, he's got a couple. I thought it was 3. Keep going.
But the most important guy, Ahmed Rosario, has a home run he hit a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And he's 6-for-9 against Crochet.
And he hits lefties very, very well.
So what you're telling me, Joe, is because you could read numbers as well, you could fill out the Yankee lineup.
Exactly. I could be, if the analytics guy don't have Ahmed Rosario in there, I got to wonder if they're sleeping at the
wheel. Well, then why is he on the team? You know, and I get it. It's not an easy decision. But
thanks for the call.
Thank you. If he's not going to play tonight, why'd you get him?
I'm just saying that is clearly a lineup that is numbers-based.
Mm-hmm.
Data and analytics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for that. I understand the data and analytics, and I think in certain spots it plays. What those guys did against Garrett Crochet prior, to me, would have little impact on what they could do in 3 or 4 at-bats tonight. Me, like, Judge is a different story because he's a different animal. I'm not just factoring, well, he hit a few homers off of Crochet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that Judge is a beast among beasts, and I think he's going to get it. Like, so which analytics matter more? Judge's postseason numbers or his numbers against Crochet? Like, there are always ways to twist the numbers around. So you could say, well, Ahmed Rosario, hey, he's had success against Crochet. Okay, that's great. He's also got out 3 times, right? For your, I don't know the numbers, I'm going to trust our caller, saying he's 6-for-9. That means he got him out 3 times. What if tonight's an 0-for-3?
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are not, it's not guaranteed.
I agree with that. Listen, the numbers just point you in the right direction, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. The thing that I would say real fast, though, like, to me, the thing that bothers me most, not about the numbers, because the numbers are highly relevant to me. I embrace them, but where I get separation is when you ignore the most recent body of work. So right now, Ben Rice is swinging the hell out of the baseball bat, which means even though Crochet is filthy and is a lefty like Rice, and you would think that he's going to have some trouble, because Ben Rice is in such a zone that you would think that he would be in a better place right now, tonight, than whatever the numbers might suggest against lefty. So that's my pushback. But you know, the numbers, you know, they matter,
even if we
hate it.
All right, but then Joe and whatever he was calling from can manage the team tonight. Who needs Booney? BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We'll take a break, come back with your calls, reset down with the king topic of the day. It is the Yankees getting set for playoff baseball in the Bronx. Game 1, Yanks and Red Sox tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.